Welcome to Tech Kid Derby High School Basketball. This is Rombley, the Lady Hill Cross, and game man himself, Johnny Foles, bringing you this afternoon's games between our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats against the East Robertson. And I always want to say Robertson, but I checked, there is a T in there, so it's Robertson Indians. And the Lady Indians and the Indians, and the Lady Indians are warming up along with the Lady Bobcats here as we've got a few minutes before start. Last night, our Pickett County High School kids came away with a double victory over the Clark Green kids. The girls actually trailed by 3.5, which is an anomaly, actually. But they poured it on in the third and fourth quarter and came out with a 15-point win. And they've been known to do that before in a couple other games, got behind, but then come back. So that runs their record to 20-2 overall in the 7-2 in District 7. And our boys, our Bobcats, literally led the entire game. And ended up winning by 9, 55-46. And Clark Green's boys had beaten our boys by 6 over on their home court earlier. So our Bobcats overall, I believe this to be true, are about 15-7. If I were guessing, I'd say they're 3-4 in the district, but I'm not even sure of that. We'll clarify that when we talk to Coach Nate Aaron. Who was, by the way, was extremely pleased with the Bobcats' performance, as was everyone in the house. But our Bobcats have been playing very well the last 4 or 5 games, so look for them down at the district in a couple weeks. They could knock some of the top seeds out of there, although Clay County is going to be a tough one. But we could do it if we put in a perfect game. But right now, it's Lady Bobcat time. And our Pickett County girls are ranked 3rd in the state, actually getting 1 first-place vote. So we'll see what happens as we go into the tournament. But you have to know that they're very good. And the 2 they've lost, they lost by 10, both of them. And that doesn't beg for explanation, so we'll move on. Delaney, what are you going to see this afternoon?
I'm going to see the Lady Bobcats just come right off the bat with it and take control at the very beginning and keep it through the rest of the game.
That would be nice, so Johnny wouldn't get upset down there.
My two, there we go.
We turned you up.
There we go.
Johnny, what do you think?
I think we're going to come out full force, Ralph. We're going to run them up and down the floor, tar them out, wear them out, and teach them, and go home.
Early.
Early. I might just take this opportunity to say we had a very nice homecoming ceremony here before this game. And as I told Delaney and Johnny, boy, when these girls get dressed up and fixed up, they are beautiful girls, and they look a lot older. But anyway, they had a nice... who was the homecoming queen again?
Summer Wilbur. She's a cheerleader.
Okay.
And then the princess of the seniors were, of course, their very own Big Mac McClellan.
Yeah, and there was several of these. Abby Buck was in the entourage. Who else was in there?
Alana Bilbrey. We had Liz Logan.
Yeah.
And Gracie Martin. They were all in the entourage. But the winners of the ball players, of course, was Kristen McClellan. And did Alana Bilbrey? I don't think she got anything with that. But Kristen McClellan came out of Princess, and then Summer Wilbur, the cheerleader, came out the homecoming queen.
Well, congratulations to all the kids for that. And we love to see that because that's one of the highlights of their high school career. So, I think it's about time, though, that we pay the bills again. Try to, so let's go away And you know what your sandwich is going to be? Get yourself your favorite toddy.
Hot or cold or mild.
Make a last-minute pit stop and get back in that soft chair, and we'll be right back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Welcome back, folks, here to We Were Asked for Jim. Again, Ralph Ray, Delane Hill Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sales bringing you the action this afternoon for HRN Cable Channel 10 and to be rebroadcast tomorrow, we think, at or about 12:30 p.m. on WANY 100.9 Stereo FM. And we got Robert Edelson back there in the studio. I think he met himself coming back the other way from last night's game. But at any rate, thanks, Robert. We appreciate you, and we couldn't do it without you. But at any rate, Johnny, you want to run the rosters?
Okay, for the East Robinson girls, you have number 3, Katie Greers, number 5, Valerie C., number 10, Ashton Wright, number 11, Gabby Zizi, number 12, Henry Elvarez, number 15, Shay Dunn, number 21, Dara Tomlin, number 23, Emily Stratner, number 24, Lexi Young, number 32, Ashton Blair, number 40, Hannah Mills, number 50, Riley Cook, and Caden Francis and Caleb Dunn. We don't have a number for those. The starting five for East Robinson girls will be number 5, Valerie C., number 11, Gabby Zizi, number 15, Shane Dunn, number 23, Tammy Lee Stratner, and number 24, Lexi Young. The entire roster for your Pusher County Lady Bobcats is like this tonight, and we're going to see Adriana Thurman dressing out number 14, so Adriana is going to be there tonight. Number 3, Cassidy Gisling. Number 15, Tyra Johnson. Number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 24, Lana Bibry. Number 22, Andrea Beatty. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 11, Janet Furl. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And double 0, Tristan McClellan. Starting 5 for your Pusher County Lady Bobcats will be like this tonight. Number 24, Alana Bibry. Number 11, Janet Furl. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. And double 0, Tristan McClellan. Coached by Brent Smith and assistant Michaela Gibson.
Thank you, Johnny. So, Delane, I was just watching the principal and the coaches and officials meeting out there. I don't know what they have to talk about. You must behave. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Adriana, too. Where is she? Oh, I see her. Yeah. Well, I'm so pleased that she's able to do this, to be honest about it. She hadn't dressed all year, has she?
Oh, sir. No.
She went out of that tournament game last year hyperventilating and then has not been dressed. But she stayed very close to this team. She's been here every game. Traveled with them, helps them. Really acted somewhat like a manager. But at any rate, like I said, we're so pleased that she's dressed out there. And I noticed all the girls that were in the homecoming ceremony still have lipstick on. Maybe they'll scare these Indians from East Robertson. But at any rate, Johnny, I'm trying to stretch this a little bit. You got something on your mind?
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do right now. It'll be a good time to get in our sponsors.
Get in our sponsors, and then... during the national anthem, we'll go away for actual ads.
Okay, for the 2015-16 basketball sponsorship, we have B&K Bio-Rack Grocery, Hurstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Stars Auto Spot, Jackson Signs, Brown Funeral Chapel, Brian Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Plumbing Electric. See, if I don't talk fast, I can't talk, and I'm trying to stretch it out, make it last. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, El Hollow Shell, Ivan Raley with First Baptist Church of Burnstown, and Dr. Terry Riley. Once we remind everyone that you listen to us next day broadcast around 12:30 on WAMY 100.9 Serial FM. That's out of Albany, Kentucky. Or you can listen to us on HRN Cable Channel 10 out of Ozzie County, and we're on there right now.
Yeah, we were just told by Robert that they did rebroadcast last night's Lady Bobcat game earlier, but then they had to go away for some Clinton County action. We could be broadcasting this game while we're rebroadcasting the Bobcat game, which is probably true. It's probably going to happen that way, but we're just pleased that WAMY has been so cordial to us over the years, always treated us right, and they have a very busy schedule over there when you get into two teams from Clinton County, that's for sure. But at any rate, the good news is the Kentucky schedule of games is a little different than Tennessee. Tennessee's always a little bit ahead. We start home with play, and then I think the Kentucky kids have a tournament sometime in mid-season. But at any rate, that's that, and that'll be that, and that's the end of that.
For 56 seconds of game time, we'll be having the national anthem, and we'll be having the starting lineups of both squads here tonight as the Perkins County Lady Bobcats are taking on East Robertson High School. That's up around Springfield, Portland, that area, I do think. Pretty good little drive from here.
Yeah, it is. But that being the case, let's go away, and we'll be back with the action.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks. I don't know if I gave you record for East Robertson Lady Indians earlier, but according to what we have here, Johnny, it's 9-14 overall, 8-4 in the district.
Yes, sir.
But take it away, Johnny.
Okay, you're fixing to introduce the starting five for both squads. That's East Robertson will be introduced first on the scoreboard. They are the visiting team here at the Wiggle Hester Gymnasium. Number 11, Gabby Zizi.
Number
23, Tamalee Stradner. Shay Dunn, number 15. Lexi Young, number 24. And number 5, Valerie C. That's the starting five for the East Robertson Lady Indians. Now getting ready to start the starting five for the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. And this is the last game of the season here at the Pickett County High School.
Oh, I see. You don't feel to mention that. I guess it is.
Yes. Well, we could have
a home game during the tournament, but that's rare.
I did read where both our district and the region are going to play that living.
That's good. That's real good. Yep.
All right. 35. I'm a team. Adriana Thurman.
She said, Brian.
Yep. Now by people, Christian McClellan. Gabriella, number 24. Number 5.
So, and we see starting. Well, no, wait a minute.
It's number 4, Courtney Pritchett in the lineup. So we're going to see how this unfolds here.
We have 6 players.
I don't think Alana Vibber, I don't think Adriana Thurman's going to start. I think they called her out because it's senior night tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and so on your right.
Very, very young lady. Well, I can call you young. I don't know about Johnny.
Yeah, I can call her young.
Yeah, that's right. You and I are one of the few in the crowd that can, I guess.
Gonna be one of them nights.
One of them nights.
There we go, Elaine.
We've got Pearl jumping up against the Strader. And it's going to go to East Robinson, Indiana.
Stolen away.
Oh, stolen away right off the mat. Bucks getting tired. Misses.
Don't tell me.
Rebound right by East Robinson.
That was a cripple.
Coming down with his visa. He's a pass. He walks. Passes inside the gun and she walks. It's going to be a foul right off the bat.
He took 3 balls back up and didn't hit a one, though. He's a little like Luke, isn't he?
Yep. That goes against Alana Bilbrey, her first. So at the line, she's going to be number 15, Shay Dunn. First shot up. No, no good.
We're going to win this one. See how quick she put that shot up?
She's up.
Yep. Rebound by Pritchett. She missed the second one.
You're right.
Pritchett runs it down, gets it to Pearl. Pearl turns inside, shoots. She misses. Rebound done.
We missed 2 right there now.
Dunn gets it to Young. Oh, and Pritchett intercepts the pass. Pritchett takes it down, passes to McClellan.
That pass was telegraphed. Telegraphed.
That goes against number 5, Say. Say, that's her first. Ball inbounded inside the Pearl. Shirt. Keeps it in. Lays it up left-handed. It's in.
2-0. We had missed 2 before that right in there.
Stradner has the ball. A pop. It's going away by Pritchett. Pritchett gets it to Pearl. Pearl passes to McClellan. Lays it in. Left-handed layup.
Put it in. 4-0. We'll be timeout by East Robinson. I don't know if it's short or long.
It'll be a 30, I think.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we're starting to put it together. We're certainly stealing the ball, creating turnovers with our defense. So it doesn't look to me like, unless something's changed drastically, East Robinson's going to be able to avoid some of those in the rest of the game.
Right.
If we get that momentum started, get rid of down this floor, it's going to be nice.
Full court pressure.
Young's got the ball. She passes down to Dunn. Dunn gets it back. Too young.
Stop the dribble. Oh, she didn't do that. We turned it over again.
Turned it over. Pearl goes in, lays it in. 5-5.
6-0, and here we go. This is the old lady Bobcats.
say he's got the mulch. He's going to run it down, pass underneath, but it's knocked away by Ben Bree, and they're fighting for it on the ground. It's going to be a jump bomb. It's going to go back to your lady bobcat.
Make that the floor.
The floor. I said every time.
All right, 6:32 to go. With a minute and 28 seconds, we put in 6-pointers.
Big Matt McClellan is going to walk it down. Pass underneath to Furl.
Back door.
And it strips away from Furl. Comes away with, it's going to be Young.
Almost worked.
Young passes up to Sadner. Sadner gets it back to Young. Young takes it right inside, goes up, lays it in.
Off the glass, 6-2.
McClellan gets the ball underneath the Princess. Fix it almost out of bounds. Gets it back to Buzz for three.
Hell yeah. But almost a turkey for Abdul. Makes it 9-2, and here comes Lady Indians.
Aziza has got the ball up top. She's caught up. She passes down. Knocked away. Buzz got it. She throws it down to McClellan. McClellan gets it to Furl. Furl turns to lays it in.
This could be a game where they turn on the mercy rule.
Ball out of bounds. They try to get it in, knocked away by Pritchett, and they throw it away. So it's going to go back to your Lady Bobcats.
This is a game where you have to have two sheets for turnovers.
Ball inbounded to Buck. Buck gets it to Furl.
Furl got pushed.
McClellan has underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett turns, shoots, and that's
13-2 now, 5:17 to go. We're taking it away again.
Ball inbounded. They throw it over the head just to see if we can get it, but Bobcats are standing there. Furl's going to shoot a three. It's off. Going to be rebounded by Ziza. Ziza runs it down. Oh, Pritchett's trying to steal that one. Gets it to Furl. Furl.
Oh, yeah. Holy moly. See this performance by the Lady Bobcats. You're missing it.
They going to call a foul on Alana?
Yep. And that's going to be her second.
She's got both the team fouls. 4:47 remaining in the first.
Mills is trying to get it in underneath. Throws it hard. Earl's there. Almost kicked off. Satter's got it. She gets it out here to Ziza. Back inside to Strider. Strider shoots. Misses. She gets the rebound. Gets it back to Ziza. Ziza passes out to Mills. Mills shoots a three. She misses. Rebound, Bibbery. Bibbery gets it to Furl.
Boy, Alana's turned into a real rebounder. You know that?
Furl gets it back up top to Bibbery for a three.
Short.
Big Mac runs in to get that. It's going to stay with the, it's going to go to the Indians. Lana Bibber is going to sit down. Savannah Hammett can come in. That ball thrown in to, who we got for number 12?
That's Evanizer. You're talking about them?
Yes.
I don't have a number 12 with that.
Cameron Evelite, sir. It's Evelcider. Evelcider.
Evelcider.
You're going to call it evil.
Evil. Evil.
4-4 remaining. That was a foul on the Indians. And Pritchett puts it up and miss. Rebounded by Furl.
Furl gets it all the way across the bus for three. Oh, it's off. Rebound him. And Cammy gets it to Pritchett. If she gets it down the corner to Furl, she's going to shoot it
yes.
In there.
A turkey for Jaina. 18-2.
Sadler got it. He's going to run it all the way down, and she...
Well, you see why he got upset. They just left her alone, 18-4.
Ball all the way down. Buck wide open for three.
Oh, now, that sucker was way down there and jumped out.
Rebound by Mills.
Don't reach in, Clarky.
Down in the corner to Ziza. She shoots, misses. Rebound, Furl's coming out with it.
That's the way our girls run. There's two stragglers for the Indians. You see that?
Yeah. Chris is going to go out and shoot. She's going to be fouled.
All five of our girls came out of the sprint blocks, I think, and left two purple jerseys, maroon jerseys, in the tracks.
He's fouled by number 40. That's our first shot up good.
19-4, and only 3:10 remaining in the first. 15-point lead, and we're not through the first yet.
Second shot on its way. Good.
That's in there, 20-4. Still full court pressure.
Ball inbound and Davis Iser, and
they're going away. You know, watching their passes, and I'm sure to a large extent it's this pressure we put on them, but they telegraph and they throw them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they throw them long like that one.
Pearl passes over to McClellan. McClellan tries to throw it back. It's knocked away. Coming back with it is going to be throws it up top. To Mills. Mills gets it over to Zaza. Zaza drives in, and it goes in.
Well.
And they're going to call a block on Pritchett.
Courtney is knocked on her back. 20-6, and it'll be the 13th foul on the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Indians. Also with three.
Shot up. No good. Pritchett's going to come away with it. Pritchett passes over to McClellan. She's going to shoot a three. Oh, that one's off. Pritchett gets the rebound.
That was the pass.
Yeah, she throws it up top to both. That's off.
Whoa. Elbows, you ready, said? Elbows down. He wants them to use the wrist.
Ball inbounded long, and it's they throw it away. It goes to your Lady Bobcat.
Where didn't you get that?
Well, it didn't come all the way to me.
Oh.
It stopped in front of Johnny. Johnny, why didn't you get that one?
Just too far out.
.22 remaining. We're up 20-6. We have the ball under our basket. Well, actually on the left baseline.
Ball inbounded to back, but gets it up top to McClellan. Down in the corner to Farrell for a three. That was off. Pritchett runs after it. Going to come away with it. Mills gets it up top. Pritchett intercepts it. Gets it over to Farrell. Farrell's going to shoot a little jumper.
Yeah.
McClellan gets the rebound. She goes back up. She misses. This time coming away with it's going to be.
Pritchett stole it again.
And it's picked off again. Farrell's wide open. Now it is.
22-6, under 10 minutes remaining. Buck almost had that one.
Mm-hmm. Off out of bounds. Stays with the Indians.
Tracy Martin coming in for Pritchett.
Ball inbound, and McClellan steals it. Oh, but they knock it away. Coming down with it's going to be Young. Young goes in. There's going to be a foul on
Hammock.
That's going to be her first.
Gisling reporting for the Lady Bobcats.
A minute 38.
Fourth team foul on the Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter.
First shot up by Young. Good.
Man, I saw that ball hit that back of the rim, and all that. That was off.
Second shot, no good. Young's got it. Passes inside to see that number. Number 21, Tomlin. She hits it. Martin with the ball, gets it down to Hammock.
That was a decent play, actually.
And it gets it into Giesling. Oh, and it's stripped away by Young. Young throws it up to Evil Fizer, whatever her name is. Hammett gets it, goes back down with it. Oh, misses the layup. Ball missed the ground. It's going to be a foul number 15 done. That's her first.
Giesling
at the line.
Both teams have 14 fouls. 102 remaining in the first.
First shot up. No good.
Off the back rim. Come on, Cass.
Second shot.
Oh,
good. coming away with it. It's going to be even sizer. She gets it all the way down here to the season. She's a lot of the top of Young. Young drives in, ties the shoes, got a rock shot.
Not using on her back,
yep.
No whistle.
Buck comes away with it. Buck takes it all the way down and misses the layup.
She traveled, though. Did you see that?
Rises got the ball. She passes over to Young for a three, in and out.
On her back.
Over the mag, nothing called.
Step on the line.
Step on the line. It goes back to Lady Bobcat. 25 seconds left in the first quarter.
22-9. And it seems to me we've missed some cripples. We could have really blown this out. Oh, come on. She's coming out of there.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't happy with that. He told her three times to get rid of it.
Pritchett coming in for Martin.
Thank you, J-Man. Keep us going here.
I was watching Coach.
11.7 seconds.
Ball inbound. It's a foul. Pritchett takes it inside. Shoots. Nothing there. Gets her own rebound. Gets the foul. Foul tries to shoot. At the end of the first, your Lady Bobcats 22. Your Indians.
We'll be right back, folks. The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bobcats up by 22-9, but we did play kind of sloppy there the last minute or so. So Delane, take it away.
Here we go, Lady Bobcats with the ball and down it to McClellan.
She's
going to get a foul. Yeah, McClellan gets his foul from it. Back to McClellan over the buck. All the way underneath. Backdoor pass to foul, and she shoots it in.
24-9. Pull car pressure.
They get the ball in. Pritchett steals it. Gets it to McClellan. She lays it in.
So quickly, we scored two buckets in the first 30 seconds. That's 26-9.
We got Zeeson running all the way down with it. She tried to shoot, but Bembry.
Blocked
shot. And that's going to be a foul by ZZ, her first. ZZ. that's a different name, ZZ. Buck's got the ball. That's all the way across the foul. Pearl's going to shoot a long three. It's going to go off. It's going to go out of bounds.
Lady Bobcat ball.
On the Indian system, same with Lady Bobcat. They get the ball inside the Pearl. Pearl shoots, misses. Coming away with it's going to be Young. Young passes down to Tomlin. Tomlin gets it down to ZZ.
She walks.
She passes back to Stadner. She shoots and misses.
I think the patrons of Pickett County were a little upset with that call.
Yeah. And it comes in for Searle.
Did Tina's been playing a tough game. They need to let her rest, I guess. Boy.
Molly Bennett, Cricket steals it. Cricket gets it down to McCoy, and she lays it off.
Nice pass. Very unselfish play by the Lady Bobcats. 28-9. We're under 7 minutes in the second now. Is that going to go?
Yeah, it goes. He's got it down in the corners. She gets it over to Evil Pfizer. Evil Pfizer. She passes inside to Stradner. Stradner shoots, misses, rebound Hammock. Hammock gets it all the way down to McClellan. McClellan's going to lay it in. She's going to be fouled.
She checked Abby before she decided that she better take it on and shoot it.
That foul goes against Evil Pfizer, and that's going to be her second.
And you got to call that name out again.
Oh, man. Big Mac's at the line to shoot two for us. So that's good.
29-9 with 6:25 remaining in the second. And the Lady Indians have six team fouls.
Second shot up. Good.
30-9. Gain them back in the lineup. And Abby Bucket's going to take a rest. Roughly quiet in here, kids.
Yes, it is.
Good.
I still go against Savannah Hammock. Her second.
You know, Savannah really helped us tremendously earlier in the year when Courtney Pritchett was out. She came in and really did the job.
Only about it to say. Young's got it dribbling down. Have you noticed how she dribbled?
Yeah.
She's bent plumb over.
Yep, I noticed that earlier.
So he's got the ball knocked away by Big Man McClellan. Oh, got it.
Good.
Oh, nothing called on that. Stradner goes in.
Nothing called on that either.
Two down, and two of the players down, and she scores.
Job.
30-11.
Good night they made it for all that, didn't she knocked that girl from over there.
And she got the foul.
I turned the third foul, and Big Mac's going to go to the line.
Run over like a Mack truck, didn't you?
Big Mack truck.
Emphasizer.
So that's good.
31-11.
5:51 left in the second. Bobcats up 20. Second shot up good.
Boy, this was perfect. 32-11. We're still pressuring.
Ball in to Stradner. I bet that won't knock another one down.
She rocks.
Oh, and Big Mac steals it. She passes over to four. Lays it in.
Oh, Zane is just waiting over there. A perfect pass from Big Mac.
Ball got into ZZZ. Runs it down. It's knocked away again.
That's a foul.
Earl's got it, gets it to Hammock. Hammock drives down, shoots, misses the shot. McClellan gets the rebound.
Tries to get it out of there, she's tied up.
Calling the jump ball, and she ain't about to let go of that ball. On the ground, she's going to hold on to it.
Well, that, though, by Lady Indian, good sportsmanship. What's that number, 23? That is, who is that?
Hammock.
That's Tommy Stratner.
Stratner. Oh, pass on the way down to ZZ. Behind her, and...
Well, that's a three-point play,
yep.
And...
It's going to be Big Mac first.
That is the sixth team. Yeah, we have six team fouls. They have seven, though. So from this point on, everybody will be shooting.
First shot up, no good. Rebound Pearl. Pearl gets it to McClellan. Quillen takes it in. Oh, tries to pass inside, but it's knocked away. ZZ comes away with it, gets it to Young. And this time, Courtney's not
going to let go. Hold on to that ball. If you're going to pick that ball off, you got to take me with it. 34-13.
Lady Bob can keep the ball.
Billy Wilbon in the backcourt now to Big Mac.
She gets the ball over to Martin. Martin passes all the way across to Pearl. Pearl all the way across to Bibber. Bibber up top to Martin. Martin down to Pearl. Pearl up top to Prince. She misses. She's going to get in there and try to run it down. There'll be a hold on.
Richard, that
gets beer, but that's going to be her third.
She'll be out, and Abby is back in for her. She didn't, I don't think she filed.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Stradner's at the line. She's going to shoot a 1-1, 447, less than the second. First shot up, good.
34-14.
Second one. She didn't get the mouth this time. Martin comes away with it.
Well, she pulled that out of there and took off the other fork quickly.
Martin passes to Buck. Buck turns.
Yeah. Got a little on that one. It was 36-14.
Ball to Stradner. Stradner throws it long.
How many is that on Big Mac?
Well,
she needs help back here, even though it's those long baseball passes. Football passes or basketball passes.
Stays at the line, she's going to shoot two. First shot up, good.
36-15. Max.
She never uses the towel.
Hammock in for Big Mac.
Second shot. No good. Rebound Martin. Martin gets it down to Buck. Buck passes over. Almost slipped away. Pritchett gets it between the legs. Gets it to Hammock. That's three. Hammock's missed. Three layups that she's missed. Pritchett gets the rebound. Goes up. She's going to be fouled.
She's going to get two.
Got number 40 Mills. And that's going to be her second. Pritchett at the line, first shot up. No good, she's too hard.
Shea Dunn in the lineup for the Lady Indians.
Second shot on its way. Good.
37-15. No foul, Abby.
Ball pass going to Shea. Shea's dribbling down. Gets it across half court line. Brings it up top. She passes over to Mills. Mills back to Shea. Shea pulls up. No good. Be over the back somewhere along the line, but Pritchett grabs a hold of it, gets it all the way down to Hammock. She's going to take Lady in there. She hits this one.
39-15.
Ball passed all the way up to Shea. Knocked away by Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it down. Pass underneath to Buck, and she's fouled.
She didn't like missing that one. I don't know if you saw Hammock, and I think it was Pritchett, out here right in front of us, out behind the arc. They switched who they were guarding, and it was just like they've been doing that all their life.
Yeah. First shot up my back was good.
Forty to 15.
Second shot, good.
41-15, 3:35 remaining in the second.
Ball passes, Strider's got it. Strider gets it down to Zizi. Zizi passes all the way across the middle. She shoots a three. I watched her out here shooting. Before the game started, she was hitting all them threes she shot.
41-18.
Martin gets it down to Pearl. Pearl gets it up top to Pritchett. Pritchett over to Buck. But down the corner to Martin. Martin takes it inside, hands it off to Hammock. Hammock shoots, she misses. Going to be a rebound by Young.
Hammock fouls, I believe it is. Yes.
Yep, that was against Hammock. That's going to be her third.
She has a propensity to foul.
Young's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1. 3:01 less in the second. First shot on play. Good.
41-19 or 20?
41-19.
Boy, Dr. Rich is quick on the throttle down there.
They can saw it good.
It is 41-20 now with 3 minutes remaining.
Martin gets it down to Buck. Buck swings it over to Pearl. Pearl passes into Pritchett. Pritchett to Martin. Martin's going to shoot a three. Too hard. Rebound Stadner. Stadner. Oh, it's knocked away. Pritchett gets it over to Marshy, I think.
43-20. That's got to be tough if they're not through.
Knocked from behind by Buck.
They're not accustomed to playing with that kind of ferocious defense. And I doubt if they played anybody who played defense like we did. It would appear to be such.
Ball inbound to DeYoung. Young's going to take it all the way to the goal. She overthrows. Hammett gets the rebound, throws it down to Pearl.
That's a beautiful lead pass.
Pearl takes it all the way down, lays it up.
45-20. Big Mac reporting for the Lady Bobcats. Get back to help her.
Ball pass up top to Zizi. Zizi drives in, takes it out, gets it down the corner to Mills. He'll pass it back to Zizi. Zizi's going to shoot a three. Oh, she hits the top. Rebound again.
That was out of bounds.
Young passes to Dunn. It's shoved away.
Hammett blocked that shot beautifully.
Martin gets it to Pearl. She lays it in. And it's going to be a foul against number 24, Young. That's going to be her first.
Well, Johnny, you think you can relax on now?
Yeah.
We're up the line to shoot one.
Old-fashioned three. How many has Jenna gotten, Johnny?
I made her 20 points.
In the first half?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Back up.
48-20, 147 to go, and Coach Smith's calling off the full court press.
He's got the ball, passes over to Mills on the left side. She's going to pull up a three again. He misses this one. Rebound to Gieslin. Gieslin gets it down to Brown. Brown passes off to Hammett. She's going to be fouled by number 40, Mills. That's going to be her third.
Boy, that was a hard foul. So with 1:35 to go, we're ready to go to the 50 mark.
Buck's first shot up. Good.
49.
Mills is going to set down, and Tomlin's coming back. Buck's second shot. Good.
There's 50 points in the first half, but we're not finished yet. 1:30 to go.
Zizi's got the ball. Takes it over on the right, back to the left. She gets it to Dunn. Stratner's got it on the right side. She turns. She throws it over to Dunn. Dunn's going to shoot a little jumper. No good. Giesen gets the rebound. Giesen gets it to Martin. Martin takes it down. Passes to Brown. Brown shoots. Misses. Giesen goes up. Misses. This time coming away with it's going to be Tomlin. Knocked from behind. Oh!
Now that is garbage. When you get a layup like that.
Pearl takes the ball down. Passes out to Buck for three. Count
it. And then a cookie for Abu. 53-22. 40 seconds remaining.
Zizi's got the ball up top. Passes down in the corner to Tomlin. Tomlin gets it to Stradner. Stradner brings it around. She's going to drive inside. Shoot.
No, no.
Block shot by Brown.
She didn't foul. She just simply knocked it out of her hand.
It's going to be her first, so Stradner's going to go to the line.
Double-double. Both teams have 10 or more. At least 10, we'll put it that way. Personal.
First shot up. No good.
They've been missing a lot of charities, though. Abby Buck is out, and Alana Bilbrey's back in there.
Greer is in for the Lady Indians. Shot up. That one falls. McClellan's going to walk it down.
I think the air just came out of that ball.
That's over to Martin, back up top to McClellan. McClellan gets it to Brown. Brown gets it inside to Gieslin. No foul called, and she almost hits the ground.
She's saying no foul, girl.
Young.
Hello. A tenth of a second remaining. Let's see what they can do with it here.
I don't think they're going to do anything.
But at the end of the first half, Lady Bobcats have a lead of 53-23, and in that the second quarter, Lady Indians scored what, 14? Yeah.
13.
14.
No, yeah, 23, yes.
And Lady Bobcats scored, what did we score?
31.
31. Thank you, my deal. 31-14 in that quarter, 22-9 in the first quarter, and it's not very close. So, it's time to pay those bills again. So listen to these messages. Take your business to these advertisers, these good sponsors. That'll make them happy. You'll be happy. And Johnny and Delane are going to dance right out of Arizona. So do that for us. We'll be right back.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Well, welcome back here to Wheeler Hassler, Jim. The Lady Bobcats have just, 30 points? 53-23?
Yep.
Math is correct here against the Lady Indians from Heath Robertson. But right now, we have great coach Nathan Aaron with us. And last night, coach, you really showed me something. I'll tell you what, we took it to them and we beat them by nine.
That's what I wake up every morning wanting to impress you.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're concerned.
Yeah, every morning that's how I wake up.
Yeah, well, you better get a new writer because the script's changing. what did you do right and what didn't you do so well?
I thought we defended well for the most part. We kind of... They did a better job the second half of kind of isolating the Colt Valinkas kid in the post and caused some problems for us. But, we thought we competed again. You know, that's one thing we've done well the last four games is just kind of compete on possessions. And there's a little bit of pride on the defensive end, and that's what, you know, we've kind of been harping and preaching on them about. And, we didn't play the best offensively, but I knew coming in we were going to have to – I didn't want to up-tempo – game and kind of waste possessions because that's kind of what it turned into up at their place. And took some bad shots and got some easy buckets for them, and that's what, you know, we wanted to do the exact opposite of what we did the first time we played them.
Well, I thought that they were a little bit surprised.
Yeah, I think they were. I mean, it had been, I think we've improved since the last time we played them, so I mean, that's been about 2 months ago, so that's a long time in between meetings. And I thought, you know, they're a good team. I mean, right now, you know, they're sitting in second place. Yeah, it's tied for second right now with them in Jackson County. They're a good team. They've won quite a few games there recently, and you know, sitting, I think they've won 18 games. So I mean, he's got a
good
group.
18-6, they were.
Got a great group of guys up there.
He's been there quite a while.
Yeah.
He should have.
My junior year in high school.
That's a long time ago, boy.
2000-2001.
Oh, my goodness. Out of my mouth of days. What are we going to expect today?
They're sitting, I think they're 11-10. They're coming off a pretty good win in their district. National Christian is, them and Lead Academy are the top two teams in their district, and they've got a really good program at National Christian, and you know, they were able to, they played them close the first time, and then they beat them by one the other night. And, you know, National Christian tried to put it in perspective for the boys that you know, this team beat National Christian, and you know, you can't go by this a lot of times, but they beat National Christian, and National Christian beat the Grace Christian team that we played at the very beginning of the year. You know,
it was a tough game for us,
you know, and they, that's why I try to put it in perspective for them and let them know that, you know what, they might have, you might look at them and think that they're 11-10. I was like, that's only two games more than you've lost, so you might want to, you don't want to, you know, suffer from like a hangover from, you know, a good win last night.
So what are we now, Coach? 15-8?
15-8.
Okay, and 3-4 in the district. And just recount for our patrons who are listening how it is in our district tournament. We're in fourth place, but there's a possibility we could end up tied for second.
There is. There's a lot of things that have to happen. I mean, I told the boys that we can control us. So the one thing that we can do is go in Tuesday and beat Monterey on the road. And, you know, when we put ourselves in a situation where you're going to be in a tie with probably somebody, because, the Jackson County plays Clay County at Jackson County, and, I mean, that could be that's the third time that they played this year. Clark Range played Clay County really well at home, but it's at Clay County. I mean, you know, everything holds true to, like, the first game. You know, you think that Clay County's going to win, but, I mean, in our district, I think anything can happen. So there's a lot of stuff that has to happen, but if both of them happen to lose and we win, then, you know, we're going to be in a three-way tie. But if one of them or both of them wins, we'll be in fourth. Like, if both of them win, we'll be in fourth. If one of them wins, we'll be in a tie for third. If we win, but I said if we lose, we're in fourth. I mean,
yeah,
there's no getting around that. So that's how we've got to take care of us.
So that would mean if we do end up in fourth, we probably will play Monterey.
Yeah, I mean, we will. If we go fourth, that's who we're playing. They're 0-7 in the district. So that would be who it would be.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping, taking some time with us. And good luck out there today.
Thanks.
Good luck, Nathan.
Johnny? We're going to get the data from Johnny here. Johnny?
Okay. For the East Robertson Indians, you have Valerie C with 1. You have Gabby Beasley with 4. Shane Dunn with 2. Gail Palmer with 2. Emily Stradner with 6. Lexi Young with 5. And Hannah Mills with 6.
You know what I was just thinking?
What's that, Ralph?
Sometimes broadcasting is tough with this noise.
Yeah.
Now I know why we have Emma. They just won't quit. Right in their face. At any rate, what do you think of halftime, Delane?
I look for the second screen to come in pretty quick.
Yeah.
I finally, I'm going to brag on myself, pat myself on my back of my hand break, so I finally got one wrap throughout the whole season. But you guys asked me what I think. I said, we're going to come out and start running them. We're going to wear them down, tear them down, and send them home. And that's exactly what's happened. So, hey, You get back on the back and lay my head getting tired. Thank you.
Well, just play it again, Sam. Or Johnny.
Folks, I wish you were here too, Ralph. Lean up out of chair and look at
me. All right, well, it's about time we get to work again.
It is. That's enough out of Johnny.
Well, at that time, as the clock runs down, we are up by 30. We haven't stretched that here at the halftime break, but my goodness, who was that kid that hit that shot?
Noah King.
And now he's...
He is a cousin to Alana Bill. Is he cousin?
Yes.
Yeah, they're cousins.
Oh, part of the K, part of the B.
He's a football player.
Yeah. He may play basketball next year.
He graduates this year.
Well, yeah, I guess he could go somewhere else. All right, Dwayne.
Here we go. They've got the ball up top. Passes over to Young. Oh, almost stripped away. Coming, Z.J. gets it. It is knocked away. A lot of members on the ground fighting for it. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to come to be Bobcat. Ralph, I pulled up a stunt like you did the other night.
What's that?
My water.
Yeah, these plastic bottles are tough to work with, aren't they?
Bucks get the ball all the way across the furl. Furl passes back to Bucks. She's open. She goes shoot a three. Oh, this is a little too hard. Bounces around. McClellan gets the rebound, but it's not going to bounce by your Indians. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats.
Big Mac tried to fire that to Butchett, who was standing here to her right under the basket, but... was off. Wow, my
She just shoots it in.
I think I could have done that. 55-23, not much defense on that play.
They've got the ball at top. She passes over to Young. She's going to get caught for five. And it did. It happened. 5 second call. Comes back to your Lady Bobcat. McClellan gets the ball down to Pearl.
Whoa!
Throws it over the head.
That was a zig versus zag, I think. Nobody cut under there for that back door, and the ball just simply went out of bounds.
They've got it at top.
Big Mac, don't create a foul.
Knocked out of bounds by Buck.
Boy, she sure was harassing that young lady.
Yep. They get the ball into Dunn. Dunn gets it back to Young. Young gets it to ZZ. ZZ passes inside the batter. Well, hello.
Charge. There's a charge, and guess who picked it up?
She's been getting it.
I know, that's the point. Jayla Fair.
Not knock her shoe off her foot.
McClellan gets the ball over to Mug, but passes all the way across the furl.
Number 12 wants to walk it slowly by us.
Look for a three. Nope, that one's off. Rebound Stradner. Stradner takes it down. She gets it down to Say.
That was Evil Say, sir.
Evil Say. Oh, yeah, that's right. That ends it there.
Only
one, another push. Stradner goes in and pushes.
No. Helmet
against Courtney Pritchett. That's
going to
be her second. And
that's the wrong lady. Put an elbow right in her chest. But whatever it was, the referee, the zebra, was standing behind her, made the call. He was way out here behind.
First shot, she misses. Stradman's going to get one more. Shot up. This one.
That one.
Misses. Never gets the rebound, gets it down to Farrell. Pearl passes over to McClellan. McClellan underneath. If he takes it in, she's going to be five.
You know, we've only scored at one bucket here in almost 1 minute 53 seconds.
Next one, no foul. They're going to call it out of bounds. Inside to Pritchett. Pritchett up top to Buck. Buck wide open for a three. Nope, misses it. Bibber gets the rebound, gets it to McClellan. She drives in, she misses. Coming away with it's going to be Young.
Watch it, Big Mac. Don't you follow.
Young passes over to Say. Say gets it down the corner to ZZ. ZZ drives in. Passes out to Young. She's going to shoot a three. This is short.
She was actually on the line then. I looked right at her feet.
The Cleveland drives in. She gets it to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Buck. Buck's going to shoot a three. Count it.
Nothing but net. Kickers are out. It's 55 now to 23.
They set the ball over on the left side. Passes him over to ZZ, but almost taking it away. ZZ shoots, misses, rebound Fritchett.
Well,
he gets it all the way down the back.
Lady Bobcats back.
That plays it in.
Good hesitation by Abby. Nice play. 60 to 23.
Fritchett strong underneath the gold.
They've got the ball. Over to that. It gets it to Saturn, but it strips away. Stolen hustles for it, and she goes down.
Hammock back in there.
Hammock and Martin takes Buck and Pritchett's spot. What?
Coach Smith up calling signals.
Ball inbound to Saturn. Saturn shoots. Ooh. Uses that backboard just enough for it to glide in.
Yeah, it kind of amazed me.
Cleveland gets the ball down to Hammock. Hammock shoots, scores.
He puts it in, and they'll make it 62 to 25. You know, I was just thinking, if I was East Robertson fan or on the team, I thought this was a long way to drive for this whipping.
ZZ's got the ball, takes it in. It's almost stripped away. She gets it out to Mills. Mills passes inside to Stradner. Stradner turns and shoots, and Mibry just took another foul. That's going to be her four.
Ooh, and this is the last home game unless we play one during the tournament.
Sadner's at the line.
I think that if you're one of the two number one teams going into the region, you play one game at home, don't you?
I think so. He missed her first one, second one on his way. Good.
62 to 26, 4:15 remaining.
Cleveland gets the ball down to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Hammock. Up top
this is
two.
Three.
I said put me in, Coach.
You actually caught that,
though. I did. He's got the ball. Passes down the corner to Young. Young's going to finish right in. Shoot, nothing there. Hammock comes away with it.
They're kind of letting them play, you know?
Hammock passes down to Pearl. Pearl to Hammock.
Yes. Nice pass. 64-26. Your Lady Bobcats are up. Well, you think we're going to get the clock running here?
Finally. Stratter's going to take it all the way in. It's in there. How many points she got? She's got several.
She got 11.
Pass all the way down to Pearl. Pearl's
fouled.
She's fouled from behind by Stratter.
Be her third foul.
And Pearl's gonna go to the line.
How many's Jana got? She had 20 in the first half.
Yeah, she's still got holding at 20. One.
Almost climbed out though. 65-28.
Second shot.
Oh, she missed that.
Missed it. Stradner gets the rebound. She's going
to
take it in, and Gracie Martin goes down.
Yeah,
that's her fourth.
Gracie's been able to do that, too, a little bit.
Eastland's in. Tomlin's in. Pearl's going to sit down.
Well, 3:18 remaining, and it's 65-28.
Cleon takes it in, gets it out to Gieslin for a three. She misses. You'll have to chase it down, and Big Mac does.
They're all over her arms, I tell you.
Stopped by Hammock, missed again. Rebound comes to Young. Young passes over to ZZ.
How many steps can you take?
She tries to get it to Tomlin, but Martin 5-4 is going to stay with your even, Ben. 2:45 left in third.
Quiet.
Very quiet. I'll pass out of the way. Oh, yeah, she missed a long three. She missed
it. Had a long rebound, too.
Get it over to, Young, and she shoots a three and scores.
65-31.
Martin gets it down to Gieslin. Gieslin gets it back up to McClellan. McClellan gets it over to Bilbrey. Bilbrey's going to shoot a three. Misses it. Gieslin gets the rebound. She goes up. She misses. That's what it's knocked away. And I don't know what's called. Jump ball, and it's going to go to you, Lady Bobcat. 2:20 left in the third. That's all the way out to Martin. Martin's going to shoot a three.
That's a 50 for Marty. And what's that make it? 68-31. They scored 9, and we scored 13 so far in this quarter.
Young gets the ball. She takes it down. Shoots. Nothing there. Tomlin gets the rebound. This time Bilbrey gets it and gets it to Martin. Martin passes out to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive in. It's going to be stripped away.
There were 5 maroon jerseys collapsing on there, too. About that time, you want to pull up and pop it.
They get the ball inbound at the beach. Remember, it's open for a three.
Oh.
No, misses this one. McClellan gets the rebound. She's going to take it in, pass underneath to Hammock, and she's going to be fouled.
She ended up on her knees. I don't know what happened. We were blocked by that zebra.
Fouled by Tomlin, and Hammock's going to go to the line. First shot up.
Ooh.
No good.
I believe Big Mac's coming out.
Big Mac's coming out now.
Got all the, I guess Bilbrey's still back in there.
Yep. Second shot, no good. Some rebound by Tomlin. Tomlin gets it to Zizi. Zizi drives around, penetrates, gets back up top, done, done, shoots, goes around, rebound Gieslin. Gieslin almost loses control.
She just jumped on her
back. Five court, Martin gets it. She gets it over to Bilbrey. Bilbrey passes underneath the hammock.
She should never miss the
hammock. She's missed several of those shots underneath the goal.
Bet she's good. File on number 15.
That's going to be on Dunn. That's going to be her second.
They have 5 team fouls.
Gieslin at the line. First shot up. Good.
69-31.
Hammock going to sit down. Pritch it back in. Second shot, good.
Well, there was a couple of good charities by Geese. She hadn't played too many games. This is her, what, 3rd or 4th game back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's starting to round into shape here, shooting wise.
Oh, Young's going to shoot a 3 in there.
How many is she hit? How many threes? 2. Okay.
Martin's got the ball. She's going to take it in. Pass underneath the memory. Back up top to Pritchett. Over to Gieslin. Gieslin's going to take it inside.
Yeah. Nice. See, she's getting back in there. 72-34. As this fourth quarter's winding down, about 30 seconds left.
Hand off to Young. Young gets it over to Miles. Miles passes inside to Sadman, and she's blocked. Pritchett gets
the ball. Nice defense by Courtney Pritchett on that.
Pritchett gets it down the corner to Gieslin. Gieslin pass all the way across to Martin.
Well, we're going to take the air out because we've got about 12 seconds.
Martin takes it in. Passes down in the corner to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take a three. She misses. Rebound Tomlin.
Okay,
Tomlin gets it to Sadman. She shrugs it. At the end of the third, your Lady Bobcats 72, the Indians 34.
All right. 72, we scored 19, they scored 11. Correct, correct.
Correct, correct, correct.
But right now, let's go away and we'll be back.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks, here at the Wheeler House, Luke Jen. Lady Bobcats up 72-34 after 3, but the Lady Indians from East Robertson will inbound it now. Delaine?
Here we go. They get the ball in to ZZ. ZZ hands it off to Mills. Mills passes back to ZZ, passes inside to Sadness, and it turns to it's in there.
She's got a few points, hasn't she, Johnny?
Yes, she's got 13.
McClellan's got it up top. Pass inside to Milbury.
Yeah, good move. Good play to Milbury. That makes it 74-36. We got three Lady Bobcats reporting.
Hand off to Greer. You're getting back to Mills, pass underneath Stradnoff. She got behind her. It's in there. We've got three subs coming in. Pearl's going to sit down, McClellan, and Neilbury. Got some tears in the senior eyes as they sit down.
Yeah.
Brown's got the ball. Gets it over to Martin. Martin gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock gets it back to Brown. Brown passes to Hammock. She's going to take it inside. Pass in the corner to Gieslin. Gieslin drives in. She shoots. No foul called. Then blocks off. Mills got it.
Shouldn't have been a foul on that either.
No, but they're going to call that on Gieslin, and that's going to be her first.
That's the fourth team foul, I believe, on the Liberty Podcast. But they haven't marked it up.
ZZ's got the ball up top. She hands it off to Mills and it's knocked away. There's a three on it and there's a five for it.
Both teams credit on that. They were going diving hard right here in front of us. Even though they were grimacing and closing their eyes, they were diving.
Martin gets it into Logan. Logan hands it to Martin. Martin's going to take it along the baseline, and she's going to be knocked out of bounds. That goes against the Mills. That's going to be her fourth.
That's 16 fouls on the Lady Indian. I guess that was only our third team foul. Maybe they marked it up before I checked the board.
Ball inbound to Gieslin. She lifts it right and gets it. Pass down to ZZ. ZZ up top to Mills. Mills is going to shoot a three. This one's off.
She's
pushing. That runs it down.
She's out of bounds.
Gieslin comes away with it. Gieslin takes it down.
Oh.
Gieslin, yeah. That could have been a walk.
What's wrong with her?
That's how she hurt her knee or ankle or something.
She didn't want to go back. Didn't want to run down there.
ZZ's got the ball. And Brown going to be her second foul.
That's a name you'll remember. Gabby Zizi.
Yep. This is number 30 coming in.
76 to 38. I think that's just about twice.
And I don't have a number 30 on my roster because anybody Tomlin's got the ball.
I don't have a 30 either.
Zizi drives in and shoots, and there's going to be a foul on Gieslin.
Well, it's either Francis or Dunn. The only two names we have without numbers.
Comes right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Shot up by ZZ, good. She's going to get one more. Shot up. This one's no good. Rebound Hammock.
Number 21 smacked her on the back, I thought, but that's not why he blew the whistle.
He let him go ahead and get a sub in.
He said a scrub or a sub.
A sub. Ball over to Logan. Logan gets it over to Brown. She's going to shoot a 3. Look at it.
Southpaw, downtown, Turkey. 79 to 30 now.
We got the ball in the corner to Mills. Mills shoots a long one.
That's an air ball, and that was a soft ball.
Martin comes away with it.
She's fouled as he heads to the top of the circle.
This goes against number 3, Greer. That's going to be her first.
But we're in bonus.
So Gieslin's coming out. Going to be a 1-1, 3:28 left in the ballgame.
Beatty and Johnson in the lineup for the Lady Bobcats. We don't see them a whole heck of a lot.
Nope.
They're in there now.
Martin at the line. Caught up. Good.
Beatty to 39.
Second shot up. Good.
That's good.
Right with the ball. She takes it all the way to the goal. She misses. Going to be rebound by Johnson. Johnson gets it up to Brown. Brown shoots. No, in there.
They got the roll.
Got the roll.
She's made a couple of those baskets here in the last few seconds. 83 to 39.
Brown gets the ball over to Mills. Mills is going to shoot another 3. She misses. Beatty gets the rebound, gets it to Johnson. Johnson gets it down to Hammock. She's wide open for a layup. It's in there.
85 to 39. And you know, if our regulars are in there, we might have a century here.
Right with the ball. She passes over to Cook. Down to Miles. Miles gets up top to number 30. She drives in, shoots, nothing there. Brown gets the rebound. She comes back with it. All the way down to Logan. Logan gets it over to Hammock. Hammock back to Brown. Brown takes a step inside, shut up, shoots, nothing there. We got Logan and Greer fighting for it. It's going to go through your Indian.
I'll tell you, I like Brownie's mindset out there because she's not afraid to put the ball up.
No.
She's very aggressive on offense. And you have to be aggressive.
Right with the ball. She gets it to Cook. Knocked away. Hammy's going to come down with it. She's going to be wide open for a layup. In there.
87 to 39.
Drop into a 2 defense. Okay. Oh, shoot. Nothing there. Number 30 gets the rebound. And they're going to call a foul either on Logan or Johnson. 3-3. That would mean Logan. That's going to be her first. And number 30 at the line. Shot up.
I'm going to take a guess and say that's Dunn. Looking at the first names.
the one without a sign number?
Well, it should be done. We've got another Dunn in there. Well, she's on the bench right now, but Hammock with the ball. Pass all the way across to Logan. Down in the corner says Johnson. Johnson brings it out. Gives it to Brown. 50 seconds left in the ball game. Brown drives in. Gets it out to Hammock for a three. This one too hard. Knocks it. And Hammock gets it. She drives in. Shoots. Nothing there. Cook comes away with the rebound. Cook gets it to Wright. Wright gets it over to Miles. Miles is going to shoot a long three.
They left her alone. I see why.
Yep. Wright gets the ball. She gets it back to Miles. Miles is going to shoot a three.
She has put up five threes in the last minute and missed every one of them. Anyway.
Look at the ref. He's looking at the ball. He's going to let it run down.
Oh, yeah. It's running out, 87-41. And that'll be another victory for our lead Bobcats. They'll run the to 21-2 as they head into the last two scheduled games of the season. Let's go away, and we'll be right back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sells, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Welcome back, folks, here to Wheel Haster. Lady Bobcat just really put it on East Robinson by a total score of 87-41. And a lot of those points, Johnny, were scored by our substitutes, weren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why don't you give us the data?
Okay, for the Lady Indians of Robinson County, you had Salary C with one. Debbie Peasy with five, Shane Dunn with two, Sarah Hamlin with two, Kimberly Shatner with 15, Lexi Young with 11, Hannah Mills with three, and Taylor Dunn with two for a total of 41. The Kennedy Bobcats, Chris McClellan had 12, Courtney Pritchett with seven, Addie Beck with 17, Jennifer with 21, Alana Bibby with two, Aaliyah Brown with five, Gracie Martin with seven, Savannah Hammock with six, and Cassie Giesel with seven for a total of 87. More than the Lady Bobcats will win this one. 87-41 over East Robinson.
Thank you, Johnny. You want to run down our sponsors? Have you got time?
Yes,
if you don't, I can do it.
I can do it here for you. Let's see, it's going to be sponsors of this basketball season. It's going to be B&K Grocery, Birdstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Fires Auto Spots, Jackson Fine, Brown Funeral Chapel, Pine Cross Carpentry, Poodle Steak and Trust, Albany Plumbing Electric, Kelly Julian Gill, Del Hollow Shell, First Baptist Church with Brother Ivan Rayleigh and Terry Riley. That's the entire sponsorship for this basketball season.
Thanks, Johnny. So, Diane, you've been with us now for, what, 1.5 seasons or so?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been thinking about these lady Bobcats this year?
Oh, I think they've definitely proved their abilities as far as off the court, on the court. They're just phenomenal. They've come out, you know, I've been watching them play here in, what, 83 to 86, graduated in 86. I've watched it ever since I've played. There have been some good teams coming in here, but I will have to say, by far, since 77, 78, 79, and 80, when
those
girls won the state championship 4 years in a row, I haven't seen a team quite like this team that we got right now.
I haven't seen a girls' team like this.
Not taking away from any of the other teams we played 3 or 4 years there, but they're just rounded all the way around. You could, you know, usually you two would have, you know, some that could hit outside,
right,
some that could hit inside. We've got teams that could hit everywhere. These girls are just phenomenal.
And they run, and they pass the ball. They're unselfish.
Yes, they push the ball up and down. It's just a phenomenal thing.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Okay, let's flip this page over now. Our Bobcats are going to be playing the Indians here. And our Bobcats, what did Coach tell us their record is? 15-8?
15-8 and 3-4 in the district.
Yeah. That shows you something about our district. Now, if you look at East Robertson, the records given to me are there. They won 11, lost 10, and apparently that's correct from Coach Aaron's comments in his interview. But in their district, they're 8-4. That should tell you something. But at any rate, we're going to see what's going to happen here. Very quickly, looking at the roster, they don't have heights and weights for everyone, but they've got a 6'3 Luke Murphy. They've got him listed as a shooting forward, shooting guard. A little surprised about that. They've got 6'2 Colton Francis, shooting forward, power forward. And they don't. Well, those are the only ones they have listed heights that are over 6 foot. There is another one at 6 foot, Colton Hudgens, shooting forward, bow forward. The center, Matt, that they have listed here, they have a couple of them, but the apparent regular is Matthew Wicks. He's a junior, but there's no measurements in on the roster, so. I'm not sure what they wanted us to know about
that. I see him right
that.
There.
He's a big kid. So, anyway, you try to decipher this information you get. And thanks to Johnny, we got this. But, Johnny, what's your take on their lineup?
On the lineup?
Roster.
Okay. I was trying to get the starters here this go on. The best line I have, what have you kind of got?
For East Robertson, you have number 0, Colton Francis, number 1, Matthew Wick, number 3, Luke Murphy, number 4, Isaac Hallett, number 10, Rob Patterson, number 11, Seth Reno, number 14, Colton Hudson, number 15, Phoenix Griffey, number 23, Levi Martin, number 24, Hunter Keene, number 31, Jamal Payne, number 32, Keenan Francis, number 34, Tommy Blakemore. Then you have Andrew Moulton, we don't have a number, Gavin Alexandra, Isaiah Hopri, Jay Hunt, and Nick Wooten with no numbers. For your Pitts County Bobcats, you have 21, Ryan Gill, number 4, Will Garrick, number 3, Bryson York, number 20, Clay Smith, number 14, Jonathan Crawford, number 43, Colton Sales, number 11, Peyton Lester, number 23, Trent Young, number 35, Brian Gibson, number 10, Dalton Abbott, number 1, Gabe Boone, number 32, Ben Neal, number 40, Blake Hughes, and number 2, John Michael Searle. Starting 5 for the Bobcats will be number 2, John Michael Searle. Number 40, Blake Hughes. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Most of the Nathan Aaron, the sister of Ray Allen Grill. And I'm going to try to get those starting 5 for the East Robertson.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. I guess it's time to take one more break before we get down here to serious time. So, folks, do what you need to do, and we'll be right back.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!